For 10 years now, students from the Alaska Teen Media Institute have been giving their perspectives on the live radio show In Other News. Shanna Sheehy, current producer of the Spirit of Youth radio series, started at me after visiting youth radio at UC Berkeley.
And I remember thinking, I would like very much for ATME to be able to submit pieces to the same places that youth radio does and to get some national exposure. Well, it's really awesome. ATME's done that, right? So that's wonderful that it's done that.
The first ATME student, Helen Fleming, who now manages Shirts Up and has her own production company, helped pave the way for youth to express themselves on the radio.
I don't remember where In Other News came from, but I think it was the fact that there were so many negative news stories about youth that they were just being pushed aside. So this was only going to be stories about, you know, that youth cared about, and also just from a very real perspective. So that was our whole goal, was to get down to the issues that we cared about and report them from the way that we saw them. All of these Spirit of Youth stories are going on the radio about all these great youth doing things in their community. And they said, well, it would probably make sense if other youth did stories about youth from the youth perspective.
After getting involved with Spirit of Youth, Helen was set up with Sheehy to start producing radio content. The two started figuring out that more youth should be having their voices heard, and Sheehy came up with the Alaska Teen Media Institute and got grant funding to allow teens to create.
They had a lot to do with shaping exactly how it worked because they were the first people to participate, so we were all kind of working together for just something as simple as which hours after school, which days after school, do we need to have Saturday hours? Like, when should the show be? Should we have a show? Does that make sense? Like, how do we fill the show? Do we do it in which ways? And so the original way that we came up with In Other News, like we, you know, they're the ones who helped come up with the name In Other News, that first group of students. And we were trying to figure out, well, how are we a half hour show? In fact, the show used to be half hour pre-produced. The very first one was half hour long and it was pre-produced and it played on KSKA and not KNBA.
With the students' help, In Other News became what it is today, a 60-minute live show as opposed to a 30-minute pre-recorded one. Here's Lauren Dixon, program director at KNBA, who originally welcomed ATME to the station.
First thing that comes to my mind when I think of In Other News is the old KMBA studios. And some kids came in and wanted to do a show, and it was just the coolest thing to have so many different people coming into the station. It just kind of rounded out what KMBA should be all about, community.
Going to the live format on KMBA made all the difference in the world because it gave the power to the students to perform, and then if there were complications to problem solve, and then it seems like even when there are those stressful moments, it seems like for the most part everybody at ATME knows how to rise to the occasion.
ATME students started to receive recognition for their work. For example, students have consistently won Alaska Press Club Awards and have been honored as some of the top youth reporters in the nation.
We started winning awards on an adult level and getting that recognition, then I wanted it to succeed more than ever. Not that I'm all about, like, you know, being the best and winning and whatnot. It did feel good. I mean, you can't deny that being 17 and beating a 50-year-old reporter that's been doing it for 30 years doesn't feel good. I mean, it does. And just being like, you know, I'm on your level, that's a feeling that you can't deny. I did this story on teen marriage. And it was really controversial because I was at Bartlett. And I was at prom, and there were four couples that got engaged at prom, and I'll never forget it. And I came back, and I said, Shanna, I'm upset about this. Like, I feel like, you know, these 17-year-olds, they don't know what they're doing. You know, can we do a story on it? She said, oh, of course. There were parents that were just, like, so shocked. They didn't know. They kind of knew that, you know, teen marriage existed, but just hearing that youth perspective. So being able to really get in deep on these subjects that normally wouldn't ever be covered was really cool.
While enjoying their success, students also felt good about using their voices to provide their perspective.
I think it provides a certain focus of information. I might hear about what's going on in different segments of society through newspaper. I might find out through media stories. But when I hear In Other News, it actually is the real voices of today's teens that makes me just kind of connect a little bit more with what they're saying, and not just listening to it as a rumor, but listening to it as, oh, this is an opinion, this is a viewpoint. No, better yet, this is a perspective.
Oh my gosh, absolutely, I enjoy it. It's like, it's so much fun to hear real people on the radio. To hear real young people on the radio is just always a thrill for me. It's absolutely always a thrill.
The directors at the time, they just, you knew that they believed in you, and that was the best part, is because you went, had a hard day at school, and then you came to some place where you could just be yourself. Whether you were, I was super weird when I was in high school. I was a crazy weirdo, but, you know, I was myself, and that's what mattered.
In addition to other forms of media, ATME students continue to produce radio stories at their Anchorage studio.
When I walk in here now, I definitely can see ATME for another 10 years.
Here's to another 10 years. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Rob Stanley.